Welcome to Economically Speaking, the information podcast designed to bring you the latest economic development news in the town and the surrounding area. Hosted by Babylon IDA CEO Tom Dolan.
Welcome back to Economically Speaking. I'm your host, Tom Dolan. And it's amazing. We're almost through the dog days of summer. And as we're currently halfway through the month of August, 2025. And it's amazing how fast summer seems to go. But more importantly today, we have a very talented, great guest joining us today. And we want to welcome Jennifer Firpo. Jennifer is the founder and CEO of J Vision Advertising. Welcome.
Well, thank you guys for having me. This is a great opportunity, and I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's great. Had the opportunity to hear you speak at an event, and I thought you did such a great job, and I went up and introduced myself, and I'm glad we have this opportunity today.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Well, Jennifer, why don't we start just for our listening audience, and maybe you can just share a little bit about yourself and the work that you do and how you got into this business that you run.
Absolutely. Well, as you said, my name is Jennifer Firpo, and I'm the founder and CEO of J Vision Advertising. I have been in the industry for more than 10 years in the corporate side of things. But if I want to give you a little background of myself, obviously you probably can sense a little accent from every time that I speak. So I was born and raised in the Dominican Republic, and I came to this country when I was 20 years old in 2007. I just gave out on my age right now for everyone, but here we are.
we can edit that if you want.
I'm teasing. No worries. Teasing. I'm really happy and proud of my age.
Yes.
So I did went to school here. I graduated cum laude for IADT for advertising design. And because I'm bilingual, it's something that has bring me more pros than cons than anything else, because not everyone speaks Spanish and I'm fluent, and obviously it's my first language. I did, after my school, I had experience in the corporate side of advertising, in the media buying side of things, and also the production of marketing advertising. But I think for me was not enough, and I wanted to do the sales side. Why? I have no idea. But I loved the sales side of things, and I wanted to learn sales in advertising to sell those services and products. So after years of building a book of business in marketing with big brands like the Rockefeller Group, Hogan Lovells, Nike, Chanel, I mean, just to name a few.
Wow.
I decided that I was crazy of doing this for other people, if not doing it for myself. And that's how J Vision Advertising was born. Mm-hmm. I noticed that in the corporate world, there is like a huge non-understanding when it comes to advertising, especially that everyone wants to take your money, but they don't really want to help you out. So I wanted to make a difference in the industry, and I decided just to go crazy around advertising and marketing and create J Vision Advertising since 2019.
Oh, that's great. You know, one of the things I was thinking about, again, going back to watching you present, was, you know, women in business. And sometimes that can be, you know, a little bit of a hurdle. And just what kind of challenges, or did you see, because you don't seem like that. You seem to have put that to the side a little bit, the way you go after things. But what was it like to be a woman going in business and an immigrant, too?
Well, you just said it. I'm an immigrant. I have an accent. And when I started integrating into, even though I knew English when I came to this country in 2007, I was already bilingual. However, going into corporations and see the racism out there, especially I'm a woman and from the Dominican Republic, was a little tough.
Wow.
So I remember that my managers at the time said that I was not going to be successful and that no one could understand anything I was saying because of my accent. And instead of taking that in a bad criticism, I said to them, I was like, sit down, hold on tight, and watch me.
Good for
and
you.
And that's exactly what I did.
Right. Oh, good for you. Because you seem to have that. I think they call it hoopsta. Oops. I won't even attempt to say the word right now. So, but so as you navigated through that, maybe you can kind of walk us through that. So you had that situation. You have somebody telling you it's not going to work. And now you're having success. Maybe you could take us from where you were to where you are today a little bit.
Absolutely. So once I heard that criticism, I was using it in my own advantage. So I was using it as a pitch for my clients. I was like, listen, my boss thinks I'm not going to be successful at all because of my accent, and they will feel sorry for me. Not in a bad way, but I was like, you know what? I want to help you out. And also, I was proving them wrong that I was like making meetings with ESPN Deportes when nobody else was doing those kind of meetings. How did I do that? I did the same thing that everyone else, but I was like eager to learn more and to get what I wanted. That's my mentality. So one time I got an opportunity with Wavemaker, which is part of Group M, and they did a collaboration with BuzzFeed. Everyone knows who BuzzFeed is. So they wanted to do a pitch video, and the company that I was working at the moment, it was more in the media side of things, not in the creative of advertising, but because of my background of advertising, I pitched to them that I was able to do it, even though from that company that I was working at the moment. And I put the team together, I created three concepts for them to choose. We won the concepts and the bid, and I directed the entire production of that pitch video, which I can even show you to you guys, an amazing project. We had to hire the talent, we had to create the script. It was an amazing experience for myself, and I was waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning every single day, coming back home like at midnight, and making sure that everything was done correctly. So because of that opportunity, that's the moment that I kind of pivoted everything in my head. It's like, if I'm doing this for somebody else, what if I actually try to do it for myself? I could do great things.
Sure.
And that's how I started little by little. I communicated with a book of business of clients that I already had, like an extended relationship with them. I built a stronger relationship with them, even by telling them my story and where I wanted to go further, like after that moment.
Yeah.
And they decided to continue helping me, and I've been working with them ever since.
That's awesome. That's a great story. Really is. And I hope that there are people out there in the listening audience that are listening to this, that with determination and focus and desire to get these things done, it's possible.
Absolutely. I agree.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about J-Vision and the work that you do and what you're doing today for companies?
Absolutely. So J-Vision is a creative one-stop shop advertising agency. We call it advertising agency because it can handle all the four phases of marketing, which is the branding side of marketing. We create brand development and the identity for our small businesses and medium-sized businesses, because when they don't have a brand, we can create everything from scratch. But if they already have a brand, we can do the rebranding for them. At the same time, we do what is the marketing phase of advertising, which is the strategy, the research, the segmentation of the audience to make sure that we can position them in the right place in the marketplace, and obviously to create the awareness that they need. And the third phase, which will be advertising itself, which is creative, the creative side of things, where you do the commercials, the graphic designing, the social media aspect of things, and creating that noise for people to get to know that they exist. And the final one, which is the PR, and that's when you do public relations, right, for press releases, the media, which is that more traditional side of marketing and advertising.
That's excellent. You know, and I'm not the expert, you are, but one of the things I remember hearing is that, and I think sometimes people get them confused, right? Advertising and branding are kind of separate, right?
Totally separate, yes.
And branding is more of the client experience, where advertising is more of an awareness. Is that?
Exactly. You got that correct. Wow, you got 100.
Oh, okay. Okay. I did my work on that.
Good, good.
But that's good. So you do a lot of work in the community?
I do.
And why don't you kind of share with us, walk us through that, what that looks like?
Well, at the beginning, even though I live in Long Island for years now, I was doing most of my networking outside, you know, in the Manhattan, because that's the city, that's where the big buildings are, and that's where money is. However, I started participating in different organizations for women business owners and for other small businesses, for the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce that you probably have known and know Luis Vasquez. Mm-hmm. So what I started doing is and noticed is that there's a lot of struggle in those businesses, and I started creating workshops. So I did workshops for them to kind of like implement the basics of marketing onto their own, even if they don't have a marketing budget.
Yeah.
I also like try to educate my audience in different ways so they can understand how important marketing is for their businesses. But I also went further than that and created a foundation which is called One Pathway. So One Pathway, what we do in One Pathways to help immigrants in a legal base status to continue their education, meaning that if they come from the Dominican Republic, just to put a country out there, and they have credits in colleges or a degree in a college from back home, they can transfer and validate those credits and those degrees into the U.S. to continue working into that realm. Why I do that? Because it's basically my story. I came here with 2 years and a half already in college, almost done with my bachelor's degree back home, but no one was able to actually help me when I came to this country. So they just want to get your money and for you to start from scratch when there are resources in so many universities and colleges here in the U.S., New York alone, there's a lot, that they can help you come validate those credits and also help you start where you left off. And if you have a degree, there's also another resources departments in each one of those universities that they can help you validate those degrees as well.
That's such an incredible story. And, you know, I just want to remind our listening audience, too, that Jennifer, we're going to be putting up all your contact information. And I think that's very important with all the things that you're offering and these types of support systems that you have. There's a lot going on in this country right now that probably is scary for some. And to know that somebody's here maybe to help them and walk them through, I think, is a great, great thing. I just really enjoyed that. I enjoy what you're doing and just your energy and what you're putting out there right now. And what kind of advice do you have for someone maybe in a similar situation as you right now, that you would, if you would be able to tell them your story and to pull them, you know, in your direction, what would you share with them right now?
I will say that to start now, there's not always a good time to start anything that you're putting yourself into it. There's always like looking, oh, you know what? I'm going to wait for the right time. That doesn't exist.
Got it.
Just take the opportunity, start now, little by little, and increase in your own perspective, how to give back to the community, get involved, get out there, be present, and again, network around. You never know who's going to be on the next room.
Right. And that's great advice. And you do see that with a lot of businesses, right? They're waiting for, I'm not going to start until I get, you know, my IT set up or, you know, I need X amount of client. But you're saying just get going.
Yes, absolutely. And you never know who you're going to meet on those networking events or those workshops that I do. I mean, we're here. We just met and you invited me to this podcast, right?
That's right. That's right. Which is incredible. Maybe you could tell us, why don't we talk a little bit about some of the things that are on the horizon for you and your agency a little bit?
Absolutely. So like I mentioned, we are a creative agency, and by participating in networking events, I noticed the huge gap that exists into the finance, communications, and also the health industries with the Hispanic population. Obviously, I'm Hispanic. I understand that Hispanics is a huge variety of countries. We have different dialects. We have different backgrounds. I mean, we can even understand what we speak when we speak in Spanish with each other because we have so many different dialects. Right. And expressions are so different. So the way that bigger advertising companies out there are doing is just doing a translation and call it a day. For us, it's more than that. It's by telling the story of their brand that actually emphasizes into the Hispanic and how they can see themselves into those stories. But most importantly, the segmentation, not by countries, but the segmentation of like the culture. What do they do? What they wanted to do in the future? And that is something that we are trying to implement into these industries, which is a multicultural strategy within the businesses itself as another department, but also to implement a strategy that is creatively to speak to this audience to break the barrier.
That's excellent. Boy, oh boy, you are prepared. I love it. this is great. You know, one of the things I just wanted to touch on, just because it's such a topic right now in the industry, and I'm sure in your industry it's very big, is artificial intelligence.
Ooh, yeah.
And where it can fit in to helping or any concerns that you have, maybe you can just share a little bit on that subject.
Absolutely. For AI, it's something that you can use in your own advantage. That's how I see it. There are so many apps, so many resources for AI to make your life more simple and easier, just to put it that way, for the lack of a better term. However, in advertising, a lot of people are confused and a lot of people are scared that we're gonna end up without a job. But between you and I here, I believe that people want to speak with people, not with bots. And marketing is much about telling the story, and there's no bots that can tell your story the way that you can tell your own story.
Right.
We have our unique perspective of things and unique description, and that's how I see any company. Any company has a brand, and for me, a brand is that personality of the company. So with AI, what we can do is to integrate it into the business as part of the strategy, but not just to trust it to be 100% of the strategy.
All right. That's excellent message, because there's so many people, so like you say, afraid of what it may do or take jobs that it may be taken. But I agree with you that this sitting down and speaking and having that one-on-one is very important, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe you can share with everyone a little bit as far as if they were looking to get in touch with you, or how would somebody reach out to you and find you? Why don't we give them your contact information? Like I said before, we are going to put it up in the show notes, so that will be there. But maybe we can just get that out to our listening audience. You could tell them a little bit how to reach out to you.
Absolutely. Well, as a marketer, in every single social media with the handle Jennifer Firpo, which is Jennifer with double N and double F. And you can also find more information about the people that I work with, the companies that we have at our website, at jvisionadvertising.com, which is jvsionadvertising.com. And if you want to reach out by email, you can always reach out by jfirpo@jvisionadvertising.com and by phone 646-243-0055.
That's excellent. I think she had that. All right. That's good. Is there any other thoughts that you'd like to share, maybe something that I didn't touch on that you'd like to touch on to share with the listening audience?
I think when it comes to entrepreneurship, it's a really lonely road for everyone, and I believe that the best way to get up ahead and not to get scared or not to drop the ball on anything and continue working what they're doing is to do basically what we're doing right now, participating into those workshops or calling or listening to podcasts that are helping them get the resources that they need, but they don't know they exist.
Sure.
And also help others too with the things that you are an expert, and maybe the other person's not an expert in that side, but they are an expert in other expertises. So combine forces. I think that's something that we need as entrepreneurs, even though if you don't want to call yourself, I don't call myself an entrepreneur because I don't think I'm there yet. But I think as a unified group, we can do many things together.
Oh, that's excellent. So collaboration and networking, and that's really kind of how you're progressing as you go through your business, right?
Absolutely.
So I tell you, this has been very, very, very enlightening. I appreciate you being here. I would love to welcome you back even at a future date, and you can kind of update us on what's going on, or maybe there's certain subjects or things that you think are important that the business community needs to know, and we'd be more than happy to have you come back and share that information with
the business
community.
Absolutely. I would love to come back and give topics and advices in advertising and marketing for the small businesses or medium-sized businesses. So why not? Whenever you want me back, I'll be here.
That's excellent. And any other parting thoughts as far as, you know, to the immigrant community and to women business owners, anything else that you'd like to share with them right now?
Well, like I said, I'm giving back to the community with One Pathway and helping those immigrants. And unfortunately, for when it comes to colleges and other in universities, you need to have a legal status. However, there are other ways to get there and to help our community. So I think reach out for help. Don't be scared. Sometimes the news can say stuff that are not actually true. So just get educated yourself, find the resources, and find people that are actually telling you the truth, and get out there. Keep going.
That's great. And you've done a great job, and this has been a great, great experience. I know I keep saying that, but I'm very impressed with the work you've done and how you've gone about what you're doing. And such a great message in that, again, you've become a resource for people in your community and helping people get to where they need to be. And I think that's terrific. I just want to thank you again for being here. It's been a pleasure. And again, you're welcome back at any time. And I just want to remind our listening audience again that, you know, this is a quick reminder that this podcast is not intended to be official, financial, legal, or professional advice. The information today is just for the purposes of discussion. And I think we've had a great discussion, and we've got to know Jennifer. Again, Jennifer Furpo, founder and chief executive officer for J Vision Advertising. Reach out to her. I think you'll be very, very happy if you did. Again, my name is Tom Dolan. You've been listening to Economically Speaking. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode of Economically Speaking podcast was brought to you by the Town of Babylon IDA. To find out more information about today's topic, our guest, or to simply stay connected, please visit the show notes where you'll find all the relevant links.